Talking this morning with Amy Milam, Associate State Director of Advocacy and Outreach for AARP Ohio. Here to talk about small businesses and retirement savings. Talk about this survey that you recently conducted.
Yes, thank you. I'd be happy to. So earlier this summer, AARP commissioned a survey to better understand the needs of Ohio small business owners and to gauge their support for a potential new public-private retirement savings option in our state. The main takeaway from this survey was that small businesses recognize there is a retirement savings crisis in Ohio, and they want to see action and would like to have more options available to them. One of the overwhelming responses that we had here is that the vast majority of the small business owners surveyed, 92%, think that more should be done to encourage Ohio residents to save for retirement, with slightly more than half saying a lot more should be done. We also found that most survey respondents agree that policymakers should take action to make it easier for businesses to access a retirement savings option at work for their employees and for themselves. Another good statistic here we found was that most small business owners surveyed, 79% agree that being able to offer a retirement savings option helps them attract and retain quality employees and help them stay competitive. Yet, we found that nearly 6 in 10 do not currently offer their workers a way to save for retirement. And, you know, there are many reasons for that. You know, two-thirds said that, you know, conventional retirement savings plans are too costly, and almost half think that they'd be too complicated for their businesses to operate. But when we talked with them about how likely they'd be to participate in a new public-private option that we described in our survey, 3 in 4 said that they'd be likely to offer that to their employees if it were to become available to them.
If you could talk a little bit about how this would work then, how would it get set up and where it is in the process? At this point, yeah. It's just sort of an idea, right?
Correct. I mean, at this point, we are gauging, the needs of Ohio small business owners, and we are also working. What we're advocating for at this point is for policymakers to form a task force of stakeholders to develop, come together to work on a public-private retirement savings option. So again, we want to have that right group of stakeholders brought together in a task force so that we can develop the right option for Ohio. So a model that we've seen, it's not a new concept as far as we know that similar public-private partnerships are up and running in 19 other states. So there are different ways to do this. We want to make sure we have the option that's right for Ohio. But in many models, it's set up similar to a college 529 savings plan. So in that regard, again, it's a state-facilitated but privately managed option where the state could develop this partnership to create a basic retirement savings option for small businesses who don't otherwise offer a retirement savings plan for their employees. So in many of the models in other states that are tackling this issue, you know, employers would simply set up a payroll deduction just like they do for taxes, and workers would be able to choose if and how much they want to contribute.
Why is this coming about now? Why is it sort of something at this point that this is something that AARP is interested in, and is this has to do with sort of the climate we all receive, is how best to attract employees and things you need to retain them and what they want in a job?
Yeah, I think that certainly informs this. We know that having the ability to offer retirement savings to employees will certainly make businesses more competitive and be able to attract and retain top talent. And this is also coming about as, you know, it's a movement across the nation where we know, you know, in Ohio as well as the rest of the country, we're facing a very big and very real retirement savings crisis. Specific to Ohio, we know that roughly 1.8 million private sector workers in Ohio, that's, you know, about 42% of Ohio's private sector workforce, that portion does not have a way to save for retirement out of their regular paycheck at work presently. And the reason that that is so important to point out is that our data also shows that people are 15 times more likely to save if they can do so, you know, through their regular paycheck at work. So we really need to have more options for people to save in the manner in which they'll be most likely to save, which is, again, through their regular paycheck at work.
Yeah, it becomes becomes painless, less to think about. It's not something you have to, you know, vet somebody else yourself. It's been done for you.
That's right. That's right. It's just, it makes it easier. It makes it easier and kind of, you know, ready to go. And so people are much more likely to participate. 15 times more likely to save for retirement when they can do so through their regular paycheck at work.
So where are we now? What can some people do or find out more information about this or maybe speak to some of their representatives? What's the best way to go about this now?
Sure. Well, again, the stage that we're at now is, sharing information about the issue in Ohio, the retirement crisis issue in Ohio. And again, we're working towards, working with the right stakeholders to bring together to find the right way to do this in Ohio. So again, we want policymakers to look at the formation of a task force dedicated to this issue. And I would say for your listeners, I would definitely invite them to visit our webpage to give them more information on this recent small business survey. And the way to access that is at aarp.org/OHSavesSurvey. Again, aarp.org/OHSavesSurvey.
Sounds good. Good place to get some information on it. And thinking, even if we're not related to this, it just kind of reminds us that we all have to do a good, maybe a better job of saving for our retirement. Associate State yes. Director and Advocacy and Outreach for the AARP Ohio, Amy Milam, we appreciate your time this morning getting this word out. And so good luck on how this moves forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.